Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Well, I don't know about you, Alan. I'm a little tapped out this time of year. I'm not willing to stop drinking wine. So if anything that can stretch my dollars, I'm pretty interested.
I agree with you. And, you know, I think a lot of retailers are really savvy about this. So it's a good time to go looking for some bargains. And you can look for some pretty obscure places and find some bargains. And what we're going to do is we're going to put this list on our website so you can go to it at wypr.org and write these down and maybe you can do some shopping.
Yep.
Save a few bucks. Hugh, you just never know where you're going to find something interesting. And this first wine is called Burgozon, Cabernet Sauvignon from Bulgaria.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it tastes like cab sauv.
Really? Know, that's awesome.
Which is pretty amazing. And so it's about $12. And you know, I'm not going to quibble with that.
No.
These are mostly everyday wines. Keeping
right.
in mind, but keeping that in mind, here's Doña Paula Cabernet Sauvignon from the Mendoza, and
yeah,
you know this
yeah.
wine. It's good straight ahead cab sauv from the Pampas,
mm-hmm.
and it's about $10.
Yeah, it's no frills, but it delivers.
That's right. Chateau St. Jean has some pretty high-priced entries.
They do.
But they also have some really reasonable wines, and they have something called the Bijou Chardonnay. Bijou means the jewel.
Right.
$10. And this is straight-ahead California Chardonnay, light, elegant, crisp, flavorful. It tastes like pretty good Chardonnay. And it's $10.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, go, you know, fill up the pantry with this stuff. It's really good.
Back up the truck.
This is absolutely one of my favorite bargains of the year. It's Old Vine Zinfandel. That's the name of the company, Old Vine. And it's from Lodi, where you get tremendous bargains. This is $11. And it was one of the best zins I had all year long.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because the amount of detail and nuance in this wine is just pretty stunning. So when you get something that good for that kind of price, and you know I'm a pretty critical guy when it comes to zin.
You are a zin buff.
I am, and I got to tell you, this Old Vine Zinfandel is really nice. We all know Marietta.
Yes.
And they make a Old Vine Red, and they give it a different lot number every year. This one is number 62. It's non-vintage, of course. Hugh, I've always liked this wine.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. It's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different, but I agree with you. It's always delivered very well on the value promise.
It really is. That's Marietta Old Vine Red, Lot 62. Do you remember when we first tasted the Krios wines from Mendoza?
Sure.
One of Suzanne
yeah.
Balba's projects. This is her kind of entry level. And I like the way that this has evolved over the years because it's become a very, very smooth and rather elegant Malbec. So
mm-hmm.
I'm impressed with that. Oh, and guess what? $12.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Those of you who love Viognier, and I count myself among that number, can look all over the world and find some. How about Australia, and how about Yalumba?
Oh, that's great stuff.
It's really great stuff. And it's $11. Are you serious? This is pretty amazing. And finally, I got to pay tribute to one of the better wines that I found this year. This is the House of Mandela Chenin Blanc from South Africa. Yes, that Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is really good, serious wine. And again, $13.
That's
so
awesome.
There's a lot of good stuff out there. And Hugh, by the way, I want people to know about a really, really nice event that I go to every year. It's called the Winter Wine Showcase. It's the best of Maryland's wines in one place, January 21st at the B&O Museum. For information, you can look it up at marylandwine.com. I really enjoy this. It's a super event. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.